Felix had looked at the captain as he had looked at Schoen, and asked, "Why?" And now he was finding out, or at least he was getting an answer of sorts, to count ants. Specifically, to count the ants in a dorm. Fleet had learned that ants came in two packages, hives and dorms. Hives were the main outposts, the main threats, of course. It was from the hives that the ants directed their assaults on the humans, both on Banshee herself and in space. The hives were the main targets, but the dorms were important too. They did, in fact, serve as supply dumps of sorts, supply dumps of ants. Thousands and thousands of ant eggs or larvae or whatever was used were stored in these dorms throughout Banshee. They operated as support for hives, or rarely, alone. What Fleet wanted to know now was their capacity for support, their exact capacity. How many ants could be built before the supply would run out? That was the reason for the bunker.
"There are no other ant outposts in this area," explained Schoen as they worked their way toward the activity. "Our job is to sit tight and wait for the ants to attack the bunker. Then we kill them and count them."
"They'll keep coming."
"Of course they will. And we'll get that bunch too, and the next, and the next. But how long can they keep coming alone? There's nothing around here to help them. Sooner or later they are bound to start feeling the pressure, either in numbers or in quality."
Felix nodded, seeing it. "That's why you want samples of the spinal cord."
"Exactly, Felix. Very good. We know the normal standards. When shoddy work starts showing up, we'll have a good idea how much they can take. So it's not just to count ants. It's to find out how they build them so damn quickly."
They had reached the last of the dunes. They started across the edge of the beach, circling toward the sea to avoid the construction. A huge machine surrounded by a dozen workers wearing bright orange pea suits was being set up along the perimeter.
"Watch this," said Schoen with some satisfaction.
Felix obeyed, stopping beside her, ready to accept anything by now. The machine started up with a horrendous roar and a huge cloud of sand. Almost at once the cloud began to settle. From atop the machine, which was now rolling slowly forward on huge treads, a nozzle had appeared. It was spraying some clear substance into the atmosphere that seemed to cause the dust to coalesce. Soon the cloud of sand was all but gone.
"Siliconite 18, Schoen explained. "A sand clutter. It keeps the dust out of the air and makes certain the foundation of the bunker is firm enough to hold it."
Felix nodded, barely listening, entranced by the incredible sight before him. From the back of the machine, a wall was appearing. It was like some bizarre magician's trick, an optical illusion. The front of the machine sucked in the sand. The back of it emitted that same sand in the form of a 5-meter-tall, perfectly smooth wall. Schoen chuckled beside him.
"Can't have a fort without a wall, can you?"
Felix looked at her. She pointed an armored arm.
"The wall will go all the way around the fort in a square, protecting all three sides not covered by the sea. We'll have blazer cannon mounted on top with crossfire covering a killing area of 1,000,000 square meters. Something, huh?"